AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More Trump administration ousters, this time by the Director of Health and Human Services. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has removed every member of a scientific committee that advises the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on how to use vaccines. He is pledging to replace them with his own picks. The 17-member Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices had been in a state of flux since Kennedy took over. He recently took the unusual step of changing COVID-19 recommendations without first consulting the panel. Kennedy says the committee members had too many conflicts of interest. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meantime, the director of the National Institutes of Health says a letter from scores of agency employees criticizing administration cuts to public health research reflects fundamental misconceptions about policy directions. But one of the signees, Ian Morgan, says,
coming in with this without any notion of how it's done and breaking everything, there's a cost to that. And that cost isn't just us. That cost is the American people and global public health more generally.
The Pentagon plans to deploy about 700 Marines to Los Angeles to help National Guard members respond to immigration protests. Demonstrators in the streets again this afternoon. California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced the state will seek a restraining order to halt the deployments. And Sly Stone, the leader of Sly and the Family Stone, has died at 82. Ed Donahue has a look at his career.
Sly and the Family Stone was founded in the 60s and was the first major group to include black and white men and women. Sly Stone, born Sylvester Stewart, had a brief time at the top, just 3 years. The group released 5 top 10 singles, 3 of them hitting number 1. Sly's influence, though, has endured for decades. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A happy arrival at a Chicago zoo. Julie Walker on the birth of a dolphin calf.
It's coming out, coming out.
Workers at the Brookfield Zoo Chicago rejoice as they watch one of their dolphins give birth.
Yes, baby's going to the surface.
The 38-year-old bottlenose dolphin named Allie swam around the tank for a while with the calf's little tail fins poking out below her own. Then the calf wriggles free and instinctively darts to the surface of the pool for its first breath. Allie was not alone in the tank while in labor. She had company in the form of 43-year-old experienced mother dolphin Topico, who swam behind her as the calf came out. The zoo says early signs indicate the calf is in good health. They estimate it weighs around 35 pounds and stretches nearly 4 feet in length. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.